Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Ezekiel 47:13, all the way through chapter 48 and verse number 35, it speaks of how God divides the Israel among the children of Israel, the tribes, the boundaries. And I'm not going to read that, but you can see the borders. It goes from one side, and it's quite a reading. But I want you to know, that takes place in the millennial reign of Christ. There's a temple that will be built, a sanctuary. There'll be a tree of life. There'll be sacrifices. There will be offerings during the millennium. Now, when we get into the new heaven and the new earth, that will not be there anymore, because now Jesus resides in the new Jerusalem. I'm just saying, I want you to get, are y'all following? Am I going too fast here? Okay. In the millennium, there will be a temple. In the millennium, there will be offerings and sacrifices. We just read that. In the millennium, there will be that tree of life. All that takes place and more takes place in the millennial reign of Christ. Turn back with me now to Revelation chapter 20, verse number 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, again, it's a literal 1,000 years. I can't understand. I like to watch other folk, you know, and just an idea of what they believe and all. And just recently, I was watching somebody that had like a YouTube thing, and they were talking about the people of Israel. And I won't go into all the details of what they were talking about, the people of Israel. But basically, they believe that the church will receive all the blessings, that Israel has forfeited her right. Now, that the church is the one who now is, they're receiving all of Israel's blessings. That could be not farther from the truth. Israel is God's people, okay? And so much here, and you're going to see that. You see that in the millennial reign of Christ, the portion of the land and all that's taking place here. The old adage, don't mess with Texas. Well, you can say, don't mess with Israel, God's people. If you believe differently, you're wrong, okay? You're so wrong. Anyway, verse number 7, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Let me read the rest of this to verse number 10. And he, Satan, shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up upon the breadth of the earth and compassed, everybody would say that, the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, speaking of Jerusalem. And fire came down from heaven, out from heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Now, here's what I want to get to you in this little section of scripture, okay? Satan has been in prison for 1,000 years. The demons, remember we talked about this last week, we apprehended them rascals. Know you not that ye shall judge angels? So during that 1,000 years, there's no more Satan to bother people. The demons have been apprehended. But yet, at the end of the 1,000-year reign, the Bible says that the number of whom is the sand of the sea goes up to fight against Jesus. What does that show us? Well, it shows us the depravity of man. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart of man is deceitfully wicked, and who can know it? Here, Jesus Christ reigned perfectly for 1,000 years on this earth, and yet men still rejected him. Hordes of people, the number is as the sand of the sea, they're innumerable. Now, who are these people? You've learned now through our Bible study, these are all these that are under the age of 100. Okay, by the time they get to the end of the millennium, people had children and children and children and children, and by that, we have a lot of people on this earth today, almost 8 billion. Nothing compared to what's going to take place in the millennium. No more wars, no more fighting, no more difficult. Are you following?
Yeah.
And they're having children and going on and on. Well, still at the end of the millennium, nobody could say, the devil made me do it. You hear that all the time. Well, I said, listen, I've said this 100 times to, you know, it's got whiskers. The devil ain't made you do nothing. Old Flip Wilson. Remember Flip Wilson, the comedian? The devil made me do it. The devil made me. No. The devil don't. It's your stinking sin nature. You know why you sin? Because you like it. You know why I sin? Because I do too. And by the way, we still have this sin nature. Every day we battle with this. Every day. And so nobody can say at the end of the millennium, the devil made me do that, because he's been chained. It's been a world of peace, of prosperity. Satan was gone. It was a world of beauty and splendor, and yet people will still sin and rebel. And they cannot, I got one more note, and we'll move on. You cannot blame it on social injustice. You hear that today? Social injustice. Because there would be perfect rain. You cannot blame it on social inequities. Well, I was on the lower side of the tracks or whatever. I was raised here in a bad home or whatever. People use excuses. Again, there's so much there. But they can't blame it on that. And they sure can't blame it on how they were raised. You hear all kinds of excuses today. Then there will be no excuses. Again, a perfect reign, perfect righteousness, everything, all you could ask for and more. And still, people are going to reject Jesus Christ. Satan is loosed. I don't know how long of a time period this would be. The Bible does not say. Is it weeks? Is it months? Is it years? I do not think it's years. I think it's just a short time. Okay? Just a short time when he's loose. It don't take the devil long to get a hold of people. You know that. All these people who are under 100 years of age, a lot of them, not all of them, because I won't say all of them, but the ones who follow Satan will be under the age of 100. They're just these young folk, teenagers and whatever, because I'll move on from there. Anyway, they will be following Satan, and they went up, verse number 9, on the breadth of the earth. In other words, they cover this earth, and they surrounded Jerusalem. Notice it says the camp of the saints and the beloved city. What is the camp of the saints? Isn't that an interesting thought? We kind of jump over these things. The Bible says they compassed. How do you say that, temple? You're the Greek. Compassed or compassed? Compassed. Somebody said compass. I guess if you came from Auburndale High School, it's compassed. If you come from Winter Haven, it's compassed. You know, depending if you're north or south. Or anyway, they compassed. The camp, they surrounded the camp of the saints. Who are the saints? Yes, it ain't just the believers, though. Because remember, we're going to be all over on the millennium. We're going to be all over the world teaching, and they're going to be saved people all over this world, okay? And remember, are y'all following me? I'm trying to lower this thing down. Now, who are the camp of the saints there in Jerusalem? Who are those saints that are there? Not just the Jews. I think it was apostles. And I remember he said, I'm set you up the 12 thrones of Israel and you're going to rule. It is those Jewish people. And I think the apostles, all they want to get rid of those rascals. Okay. So that's just my thought. It doesn't say, but I just do know that we are going to be ruled. I may be here in Inwood ruling. I hope not. I hope I'm in Hawaii somewhere. On Waikiki Beach or somewhere, you know, I'm just joking. But anyway, somewhere we won't be at the camp of the saints. We're going to be here. Are you following? Jerusalem couldn't hold all of us. So who's there? Well, the Jewish people who are there in Jerusalem. Jesus is going to be there. His temple is going to be there. David is going to be there. Remember, he's ruling with Jesus. Remember, I gave you those verses about only a boy named David. David and Goliath, that David. He's going to rule and reign with Jesus. And then the apostles are going to rule and reign with Jesus. Anyway, they're going to be, that's the camp, I believe. We're not going to be there. We're going to be here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.